This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. President Trump has denied reports he directed the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to push back against forecasters in Birmingham over whether Hurricane Dorian posed a threat to Alabama. Now, federal officials are investigating the matter. Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones says the president likely made a mistake when he predicted Alabama would see impacts from Dorian, probably an innocent one. He tells me it's a very serious issue when an agency has to cover up even an innocent mistake because it calls future weather forecasts into question.
I have great confidence in the weather forecasters that we have in Birmingham and around the state. They have saved lives. They do a wonderful job. At this stage, I don't know whether it was or not. I'm anxious to see the Inspector General report. Hopefully it was not, and it was just a mix-up. That also happens in government. But if it was somehow directed, if it was somehow done for political reasons, then I think heads need to roll.
I did want to ask about gun violence, because recently we've seen mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. There was a shooting at a high school football game in Mobile that fortunately no one died from. But you've expressed support for the Second Amendment while also supporting common sense gun reform. What do you consider common sense gun reform?
Number one, I do think we could do universal background checks. I don't think that that is going to infringe on a law-abiding citizen's ability to buy a firearm or sell a firearm. It may be a little bit of an inconvenience factor, but it's going to be an important factor to can save lives. I think we need to be looking about these extreme risk laws. Some people call them red flag laws. They're called extreme risk laws, where people have an ability to go to a judge when they see certain signs and they're concerned that somebody is going to do harm to themselves or others. This would not be something you could just willy-nilly do. It would be a serious process. There are a couple loopholes in the current law, particularly the so-called boyfriend loophole, that now you've got to be living together, you've got to be married. I think that we need to expand that a little bit to more domestic violence issues and close that loophole so that those that are committing domestic violence will have their guns taken away if there's a conviction there. So those are three specific things. The other thing that I would like to see is more. There's never been any funding to study gun violence. For 40 years, the CDC was prohibited by law from even looking at it. We removed that prohibition last year, but we didn't fund it.
I'm going to turn to ask about the Alabama Democratic Party. As you're well aware, there's a spat between Alabama Democratic Party Chair Nancy Worley and the National Party. The National Democratic Committee stripped her and the vice chair of credentials, and that's for not meeting deadlines for new party elections and bylaws. And Worley responded with a statement that was directed at DNC Chair Tom Perez and also named you, saying that it's an all-out attack on the Alabama Democratic Party. You know, the fact that you're named specifically, how do you respond to that?
Well, it's not an attack on the Democratic Party. In fact, it's an effort to build the Democratic Party. I can't help the fact that an independent body, an independent special master that the DNC appointed, found that Nancy Worley's election was a sham. Ultimately, if you refuse and fail to do what the DNC says that you are required to do in order to be recognized, then they're going to do some things like strip the party. This was not Doug Jones that did that. This was a committee. It wasn't Tom Perez that did that. It was a credentials committee composed of about 20-something people. So I don't know where she comes back that this is an attack on the party. We're trying to build a party that does not exist in the state of Alabama.
Where does this go from here? Because as I understand it, the National Party can put pressure on Democratic leadership in Alabama, but ultimately, until new elections are held or Nancy Worley steps down, you're kind of at a stalemate and at risk of not having delegates at next year's convention to select a presidential nominee.
Yes, we are certainly at risk for that, and that is a grave risk. And the leadership of the party has put us at that risk because they have tried to protect their own self-interest more than they have the Democratic Party. It's gone about as far as it could with the DNC. I think you're going to see members of the State Democratic Executive Committee pull together, try to get things going that is going to get a new set of bylaws. There's been a lot of proposals out there. My view is I believe something will be submitted to both Ms. Worley as well as the Rules and Bylaws Committee very, very soon that will need to come to a vote, change these bylaws, get more people in, particularly youth, and then we can have that new election. I think things are going to start happening on that front very, very soon. And before we know it, we're going to have new leadership and a new party.
That's Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones.